Hello, everyone. Joining me today on the Daily Gold podcast is Mickey Fulp, also known as the Mercenary Geologist at mercenarygeologist.com. Mickey has decades of experience, and you can often find him on many online shows and also on CNBC and Fox Business. Mickey, as we get started, I just want to get your thoughts on kind of the divergence we've seen in the last couple weeks. Obviously, across the commodity spectrum and with the precious metals, we've seen a strong recovery in many of the shares. Some of the smaller juniors that I've watching, they haven't recovered as much. Is that kind of normal? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's the summertime. There's not a lot of interest in the market. Volumes are low. Europe's on vacation. New Yorkers are in the Hamptons. Everybody in Toronto's on the cottage on the lake, and the Vancouver Sharks have left Cole Harbour and went to the mountains. So there's not a lot of interest in the stock market, particularly amongst the juniors. And low volumes, low liquidity leads to lower prices.
So what do you think is going to be the catalyst for the juniors? I mean, we have the metals. They look like they've put in a bottom. They're holding pretty firm here. And also, as I said, the larger shares, they've had a pretty good recovery. Which of those, if those things maintain, which of those do you think would be more of a catalyst for the junior sector?
I think the catalyst is when everybody comes back to from vacation after Labor Day. This is a summer doldrums.
So it's just 100% seasonality, you think?
I think so, yeah.
Now, I just want to look at the junior sector. Obviously, we are in the summer doldrums, but generally speaking, you go back to 2006, 2007, you know, it was looking very bubbly there, except now, a couple years later, or 4 years later, I should say, the metals are much, much higher. And sure, I mean, some juniors have obviously recovered since those doldrums in 08, 09, but... We're just kind of seeing a divergence there again. You know, you go back 3 or 4 years, the juniors were looking kind of bubbly. Now they're obviously in a much different state. Yet the metals are so much higher. What do you make of that, and what do you think it's going to take to close that gap?
I think that's a two-pronged question. Why the gold companies hit a peak right before PDAC. They were very frothy, very overbought, in my opinion, through the fall and the winter. Hit the peak at PDAC. We had the post-PDAC usual downturn. We've had sell and make going away. Now we're into the summer doldrums. I think that's a seasonality sort of thing. The precious metal stock market was very frothy, risky, and overbought around the turn of the year, and the correction was good. In terms of the prices of metals, well, the price of metals have gone up because dollars and yen and yuans and euros and every other currency you can think of is being devalued by basically creating more fiat currency. It's a worldwide phenomena to see who can deflate their currency, devalue their currency the fastest. So that accounts for the rise in metal prices, in my opinion. Costs have gone up. Gold companies are no more profitable now than they were in pre-financial crisis in 2006, 2007, early 2008. Costs of operation have gone up, CapExes have gone up. So the margins are no better than they were back then.
What are your expectations over the next 12 months as far as profitability? I mean, would we need to see costs go down, or are we just going to need to see the metals really have a much stronger rise than what they've had in the last couple of years?
Profit margins are good. I don't quite follow the question. Mining companies are making very good profits right now. Their margins have not increased, but they're still a good company is still going to have a 40 to 70% margin over its operating costs, and the good mining companies have that. The bad ones don't. Costs have gone up. The average operating cost for gold is probably doubled since 2005, 2004, 2005. Price of gold has tripled. So I don't see that there's anything wrong with the market. I don't, you know, we're going through a seasonal dip. I expect that explorers, and generally we're talking explorers, I think, not mining companies, the explorers should recover after Labor Day when interest picks up in the market again.
Let me ask you about consolidation. So you obviously you don't expect the juniors to pick up until favorable seasonality comes in, and it always comes in September, it seems like. Given that we've kind of seen the larger companies, you know, they're outperforming now, assuming that continues over the next couple months, do you think that could trigger more consolidation in the sector, or is it something else that might trigger that?
Well, the merger and acquisitions end is always difficult to predict or foresee. Oftentimes, one consolidation, business combination, joint venture, buyout, takeover, whatever the nature of it is, will beget other ones. Generally what happens is that companies tend to buy smaller companies when prices are high, when metal prices are high. It's counterintuitive, but it always seems to work that way. We've seen some consolidation of the copper business this year. I expect those sorts of things to continue. I think we will see consolidations. When that occurs, how it occurs, is, in my mind, totally unpredictable, and I pretty much choose not to go there. If you find a company that you think is a takeover target, then you should acquire it and be prepared to wait, because there is, in my opinion, no predicting when these sorts of things happen.
And final question, Mickey, looking at all the commodity sectors, gold, silver, uranium, copper perhaps, is there one that you like the most out of those right now?
I like uranium because I'm a contrarian. Uranium stocks are beaten up. I'm picking away at some of my favorite fundamentally strong uranium developers and producers and geopolitically favorable jurisdictions. For me, that is places like the Athabasca, Wyoming, New Mexico, South Texas, and the United States. I will not accept geopolitical risk in the uranium sector, but these companies are very beaten up. The uranium spot price continues to drift lower, but it's still $54, over $54 a pound. A year ago, it was at $40, $41 a pound. The long-term price has held in very robustly. It is still somewhere $68, $70 a pound. So you go out and you find companies that are producing uranium, especially in situ recovery companies that are producing uranium at $15 or $20 a pound, those are winners and will be for the long haul.
Okay, Mickey, as we close, can you talk about the work you do at Mercenary Geologist and how our listeners can sign up for your newsletter?
Sure. Mercenarygeologist.com is the website. It is completely free. All my products, including TV, radio, and my writings, completely free. I make my money through companies that I am involved with and I'm a shareholder of that sponsor my website. All you have to do, if you're interested in taking a look, go to my website. Go right below my mugshot on the left side of the homepage, and it says click here for free subscription. Click on it and you will receive all my products and notification all my products before they're posted on the website.
Okay, Mickey, thanks so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. It's always a pleasure talking with you.